Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Yeah, they're very, very helpful players if you have them. But there's no young fellas in there that you're kind of... Mac Hansen is obviously much younger. His footballing nous is pretty high.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Andy Farrell reveals his Lions coaching staff, and as expected, it has a very Irish tinge. Gabrielle Vernier learns of her punishment following her 20-minute red card against Ireland, and Abdel Benazi gets a half-decent consolation job after missing out on leadership of World Rugby. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Paul O'Connell has been confirmed as the Ireland head coach for this summer's tests with Georgia and Portugal. That news follows confirmation of a very Irish tinge to Andy Farrell's Lions coaching ticket. Ireland's defence, attack and scrum coaches will all transfer their skills to the Lions this summer. Joining Simon Easterby, Andrew Goodman and John Fogarty on the plane to Australia will be Scotland forwards coach John Dalziel and England's attack coach Richard Wigglesworth. The appointments of Easterby, Goodman and Fogarty means Ireland will be without four frontline coaches for this summer's tests with Georgia and Portugal. IRFU Performance Director David Humphreys says, though, it's a huge statement of faith in their skill sets and standing within the wider game, and I've no doubt that they will contribute greatly to a successful Lions tour. The IRFU say O'Connell's coaching staff for those games with Georgia and Portugal will be announced next week. It is expected that the group that oversaw the recent Ireland A fixture with England in Bristol will return. That would mean places for Munster coaches Mike Prendergast and Dennis Leamy, Connacht scrum coach Cully Tucker and Sean O'Brien. But John Fogarty has shared the moment he found out he was heading on that Lions tour.
Yeah, I got a phone call from Andy and he said, I'm dreading this call. And I kind of thought, is he going to tell me, did I do a bad job during the week or what's this about? So he said, look, will you come with me? Is what he said to me. And I said, geez, Andy, dream come true. And then I quickly said, are you taking the mick out of me? And he said, no, you come with me. So I was, you know, you're over the moon and so excited. I instantly rang my wife, went into the house with my kids and explained to them, you know, I'm going to go on this Lions tour. We're going to go to Australia, and quickly said to them, it's important that you don't say anything to anyone. We want to keep this a secret for a while. And my youngest daughter, Jessica, crossed the road to her friends a few minutes later and said, can I come in for a play? I can't spend long because we're going to Australia to watch rugby. So that was my experience.
Watertight.
So perhaps it was Jessica's fault that, you know, it leaked a bit. But anyway, incredibly proud. I rang my mum and you see how special the Lions is when you speak to some of your family and... you instantly start to think about, you know, the memories of other Lions tours and Quite quickly, then the responsibility of making sure that you're making this the best experience for the group of players, for the fans that are watching, for everyone involved, becomes important to you. So, yeah.
Andrew Goodman will now go up against Joe Schmidt, the man who initially brought him to Irish rugby with Leinster.
That was an amazing phone call to get. I was a 30-year-old chipping away as a rugby development officer in my hometown of Nelson, playing 3 months a year for the Tasman Marco. And yeah, it's a call that changed my life. The opportunity to come over and be involved in a fully professional setup. So I'm very grateful to Joe and to Leinster. It kind of changed the pathway of my career. And it was almost 10 years to the day that I got a call from Leo Cullen to come back and to be a part of the coaching team at Leinster. So, yeah, very grateful to Leinster for the opportunities and that they provided for me and my family to be over this side of the world and now this opportunity.
And Farrell says they've already drawn up a list of 75 players that are in contention to join them on the plane to Australia. The head coach is due to reveal his final squad on May the 8th.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want there to be a sense of freedom for the Lions to play. This is the best of the best. This is aspirational. That's what I'm looking at when I look at the Lions.
What you want? It's heart. That's all we want. 15 hearts, 15 minds on the same tune. That's what we want from the start to the end.
And I've read a huge amount of negative commentary, whether this is an anachronistic, imperial team. But this is a tradition of over 100 years of the coming together of four teams, that it's incredibly awkward. People say, well, when Northern Hemisphere teams can go down and beat a Southern Hemisphere team, why do we need four teams to do it? It's because of the rarity value. It's because of the difficulty of it. It is because of the coming together of the four teams. It's how you get somebody to plant a philosophy on top of those so that this becomes a tour for the ages. Because that's aspirational.
It's what you're looking for. It's what all we ever dreamed for. It's our day, our biggest day.
France centre Gabrielle Vernier has received a 3-match ban following her red card in last weekend's Women's Six Nations win over Ireland. Vernier was initially given a yellow card by referee Holly Davidson for a challenge on Eve Higgins, which is upgraded to a 20-minute red following review. Vernier appeared before a 3-person disciplinary committee this morning, where the red card was upheld and a 6-game ban was deemed appropriate. As is always the case, that ban was halved based on her admission of guilt and previous good record. So Vernier has been suspended for France's upcoming matches with Scotland and Wales. However, she will be free to play in the round 4 fixture away to Italy, provided she completes her old friend's tackling school. Italy are of course next for Ireland this Sunday in Parma, where the squad will once again look to ride the green wave. It's a phrase that's been used a lot within the coaching staff and among the players, as prop Niamh O'Dowd explains.
I suppose it's more public now, but we've been working on that green wave since we came together, and a lot of hard, honest conversations about where we are as a group, where we wanted to be and what that actually looked like. and some of it is honest, some of it's relentless, some of it's together, and you have to have all of those elements if we want to achieve to be a world class team. Like I said, a wave comes in crashes and waves and ripples, and we sent ripples through that game, we sent crashes at times, but the main thing is that we keep going and we keep striving forward, so we don't put our heads down after that loss, that we move on and move on fast to the next game.
Having missed out on the World Rugby Chairmanship back in the autumn, Abdel Benazi has landed a decent fallback option. The ex-France forward has been elected the new Six Nations Council President and will assume his new role with immediate effect. Benazi replaces Scotland's Jonathan Jeffrey, who held the position between 2019 and last year. The prime responsibility of the Six Nations Council, they say, is to oversee all sporting, governance and regulatory matters that concern the Six Nations and their annual championships and competitions. Finally, former France prop Mohamed Aouat has escaped a jail term following his latest transgression with the law. Aouat was sentenced to 3 months in prison at the end of February following a drink driving conviction. He'd been found asleep at the wheel of his car in December with a blood alcohol level at almost four times the legal limit. His lawyers had sought the sentence be converted to a fine, but instead he will have to wear an electronic tag at the completion of the season for 3 months, which will allow him to complete the season playing for Montpellier. Meanwhile, Paul Willemse is unlikely to see his Montpellier contract extended beyond the end of the current campaign. The France international back rower has been out since suffering a concussion against Stade Francais in October, his sixth head injury in a year-long spell. Willemse is due to undergo final examination next week to determine whether or not he can continue playing. The 32-year-old's last international involvement came in last year's Six Nations in a defeat to Ireland in Marseille, where he was shown a red card. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
I'll just read you a few of those wonderful quotes. This is in November 2022. Apologies to all my Welsh friends. I was busy yesterday. I just wanted to check that you were all okay. Please stay positive. I think you've got Portugal next week, so that could lead you to returning to winning ways. To which I get back, shush, or I'll tell Drico to bang the head off you again. It gets much worse and far more irrelevant. I like the look of this England team. I hope the forwards can perform. Looking forward to watch Lawrence. Hope he has a big game and gets a run. Mind yourself, you prick. Drico put you in a box once. Next one, also one of my favourites. Didn't Wales do well? Hey, Austin, you're a dickhead. No wonder Drico beat the shite out of you. My personal favourite. To the person who left a dog poo bag full of poo on the gate of my house that my daughters used to come home from school through, do it again, but the next time, pray that I'm not watching. Really? This from a fella that got bitch slapped by Drico?